It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
These two fellas, I believe, are being let off the hook a little bit because of the offensive line is so bad. And like you said, Clint, everybody could see it. It was in front of it. There was no missing the pressure and the issues that the offensive line, from a pass perspective, were having in the game. And it's been an issue, not to that extent on Sunday, but it's been an issue throughout the year. But Clint, the thought was, hey, the Texans have the best overall wide receiving core in football. There's a thought that, yeah, they got, when you talk about Nico, yep, you talk about Diggs, you talk about Tank, they've got three guys where, good God, it's going to be tough to be able, you can't double everybody, and somebody is going to get with, going to be going up against a corner that they are better than. Because these are all, you know, ones or twos in this thing. Well, Clint, it looks like right now that Nico Collins is the only real difference maker at receiver. Diggs has been nice and has been, to me, more of a possession-type receiver. He's been getting a lot of third-down catches, which is valuable, but there's not been any, whoa, like, damn, like you've had with Nico.
Diggs was open.
And then Tank has just been, it's been odd from the jump. It's been like a gadget thing. Then Nico gets hurt. And against the Patriots, he had a pretty solid game, caught a touchdown. And then this one, I mean, my man did catch a ball in this game. And their struggles, and you kind of alluded to it earlier, hey, man, it ain't like that they running away from folks and they just wide open. If you look at it, Clint, the Packers' corners just locked them up. They were always there. There was no separation getting away from them. And that is the surprising point, especially those two. We thought for us that those two would be the guys that uncover quick, guys that you can – we've seen Tank just, bam, create separation immediately, Diggs as well, that they were doing it in training camp. But, boy, I don't know, boy. That their production is not near what I thought it would be. And you wouldn't think that it would be this bad with Nico out.
Well, I mean, here's the deal: we thought we had at least two number ones, if not potentially three number ones, guys that could line up against some of the best corners in the league, and in man situations create separation. And that sounds crazy, but I think Tank is probably, if you just watch the guy play, is probably the guy that is the best at creating separation. I think there were some advanced stats out there last year where he was one of the best in the league at creating separation. And so, regardless of where you're at, you think two and a half, like there is, at the very least, you felt like, I felt like with the Texans, that if one guy goes down, you're still in a really good spot and can really be explosive. You don't shift your offense. You just keep on keeping on, and good things can happen, and you can still be explosive. You can still score points. CJ can still have opportunities in the screen game, quick game, mid-range game, and the deep game. And it just this week, man, this week was what I thought was an opportunity first and foremost for Tank Dell to be to be that difference maker, that impact player, that explosive, big play caliber wide receiver, and the guy was a non-factor. And I agree.
Dropped a touchdown to boot.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. I mean, that's you got to catch those. I mean, that's in the absence of Nico Collins, you got to catch those kind of deal. That changes the game, by the way, if he does catch that. obviously on the scoreboard, but I'm talking about that's jumping out to a 7-0 lead after a turnover would be absolutely huge on the road against Green Bay, especially as good as the defense ended up playing in hindsight. So, but yeah, I think we've talked about this before. I think Stephon Diggs he could still be a number one, but he is more an interior number one, more of a, I don't want to be disrespectful and say possession, but I will say more of a possession underneath.
Cooper Kupp type.
Yes.
If he's going to be the number one next.
Yes, yes. I think he's still got some of that in him, but he's not an outside wide receiver that can be a number one, which is what we really talked about all along. I don't know if it's ever going to happen or if it really even has happened, but I think Nico Collins is a true boundary X wide receiver on the ball. Don't move him. And he's your safety net. I thought Tank Dell was your outside receiver to the field, a move guy that can do all your outside receiver things as well as handle all the movements. And boy, Tank has been a non-factor. So yeah, this week was a rough, rough look for Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, and you got to throw, Dalton Schultz in that mix as well. You know, with the exception of the over route, the deep over route that he caught early in the game, which was I think it was a zone coverage, settling in that zone for Dalton. With the exception of that, man, there's just not much separation. Probably CJ probably could have went to him on the out route that he threw on 3rd and 13 over to Tank, I think it was. Probably could have tried to squeeze one into Dalton Schultz. He may have created a little separation across the middle on an over route, but I mean, just all in all, man, those three guys. And then Joe Mixon did great in the run game, but what happened to using Joe Mixon in the pass game? The way that they did Josh Jacobs in the pass game. It's very, very interesting to see that you had four of your five-headed monster available out there, and it was such a drop-off from when Nico's there.
Yeah, like for me, it with those two guys and the amount of pressure they're sending, somebody has at least an advantage where they're in man and it's one-on-one. And you would even if some of these things were sacked, there was not a where Tony Romo was coming back saying, "Ooh, boy, if they could have got that blocked, he was wide open.
Yeah.
Like there was no like separation. And look, the Texans, and that's you know, to contrast what we saw on the other side, the Texans were getting pressure and were bringing people, uh-huh. And you could clearly see separation.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.